What? You thought we wouldn't be here? It's the Monday, Christmas Eve edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks, everybody, for coming by. Well, it happened, the worst December for the Dow since 1931. We'll detail those numbers. So we are officially in a bear market. What does that mean? And how long will we be there? Nike, the largest sports apparel company, is having some tough times. RIP Medical Debt is helping thousands get rid of their medical bills, and it's all by charity. The list of Google searches for 2018 is out, and we'll share the top ones. Older workers could be your answer to employee shortages, and from the numbers, they're ready to go to work. We'll take a look at the markets, and Laura Kennard joins us for a brief look at a couple of business networking and education events. Then we're going to spend some time talking about her new startup called Curated Growth and its link to the former Southridge Mall. All of that coming up here on the Monday edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Christmas Eve edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, it happened. It was the worst Christmas Eve on Wall Street ever, as the Dow dived by over 650 points, the S&P 500 tanked into a bear market, losing 2.7%, and the NASDAQ slid by 2.2%. One word describes what's happening to the markets, and that one word is chaos. President Trump is saying the Federal Reserve is at fault. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called banks and then told the media they have plenty of money to lend. Defense Secretary James Mattis had his retirement plans accelerated by Trump, who said the general is done on January 31st rather than in February as first announced. Then there is the continuing trade war and the new attacks on allies, the ongoing investigation into the Russia-Trump relationship, and the government shutdown over a border wall. The bottom line is, according to investors, the president, rather than seek to restore confidence in the electorate, is doubling down on his enemies or perceived enemies, and financial stability takes a hit. To say all of this is unprecedented would be, well, the truth. We'll have market details later in the broadcast. So we are officially in a bear market. Lots of things have come together to get us there, but what exactly is it? Well, the term on Wall Street is synonymous with serious, long-lasting declines in stock markets. In numeric terms, a bear market is a 20% or more drop from a recent peak. Aside from a percentage drop, there are some more emotional ways to measure a bear market. Pessimism tends to prevail. When good news isn't enough to hold off sellers, and despite solid economic conditions, markets continue to tank, and that's a bear market. The glass half-full scenario is often overlooked, and any positive news seems to be forgotten by the close of trading. In December, oversold markets have struggled to make a comeback, suggesting that investors are worried about something bigger. Still, economic fundamentals are not giving red flags of a recession, which is usually a necessary condition for a full-fledged bear market. So, when do we recover from all this? Well, if this bear market is anything like the last one, it could take some time to recover. Since World War II, bear markets on average have fallen 30.4% and have lasted 13 months. That's according to an analysis at Goldman Sachs and CNBC. When that milestone has been hit, it took stocks an average of 21.9 months to recover. However, given the issues that we outlined in the first story today, if things keep going south on a number of fronts, this could last a very long time. The world's biggest sports apparel and footwear company tumbled to $68.10 a share, down by 5.9%. Meanwhile, LeBron James, one of the company's biggest stars, apologized on Sunday for posting a lyric about, quote, Jewish money, end quote, on his Instagram account. The dip followed a surge last Friday after Nike posted second quarter earnings that beat estimates, including strong sales growth in the company's two most important markets, North America and China. It was Nike's first earnings report since it featured controversial quarterback-turned-activist Colin Kaepernick in its newest Just Do It ad campaign. RIP Medical Debt is a Rye, New York-based nonprofit that uses money from donors to eliminate crushing medical debt that threatens the financial well-being of hundreds of thousands of American families. The charity says it has erased $475 million in debt for more than 250,000 people since it was founded 4 years ago. Craig Antico is RIP's co-founder and CEO, and he says, quote, "It's a random act of kindness, a no-strings-attached gift." Antico and RIP co-founder Jerry Ashton spent decades as executives in the debt resolution business. Now they do the same thing debt collectors do. They buy portfolios of past due bills for pennies on the dollar, but instead of hounding people for payment, they send them letters announcing their debt is now zero. Forgiven debts have ranged from $100 to over $250,000. According to Antico, more than 43 million Americans have about $75 billion in past due medical debt on their credit reports. Judith Jones of Ithaca, New York, says she and Carolyn Kenyon are members of a group advocating universal health coverage, raised $12,500 that RIP Medical Debt used to purchase a portfolio of $1.5 million in debts owed by over 1,200 people. In November, an anonymous couple donated $2 million to RIP to eliminate $250 million in medical debt. Because the nonprofit's model revolves around buying portfolios of bulk debt from hospitals or investors, it is unable at this point to abolish bills for specific individuals. However, co-founder Ashton said that RIP's website has a registry where people can sign up in case the charity one day is able to help individual people. Ashton said there are more than 10,000 names already on the website, and we'll have a link to that on our radio blog. From historic elections to the losses of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, the 2018 news cycle had people searching topics that made headlines at home and abroad. Google recently released its trending searches for 2018, outlining what people in the United States searched for in the past year. The term that led the pack? Get ready. No, it's nothing about politics. It's World Cup. The global sporting event that pitted an ultimately victorious France against Croatia drew 32 countries to Russia in search queries from across the United States. The term also landed chief among Google's top news searches. The deadly Hurricane Florence was America's second most searched on Google's top general searches and top news searches. The deadly Hurricane Florence was America's second most searched on Google's top general searches and top news searches. The dominant Marvel and Disney hit, The Black Panther, and American actress Meghan Markle's royal wedding to Prince Harry landed among the top 10 general and news-specific searches. When it came to how-tos, Americans were most looking to learn how to vote and how to register to vote. Faced with riches, others wanted to test their luck and learn how to play the Mega Millions or Powerball. Now you know. Even as unemployment reaches historic lows, close to 8 million Americans 55 and over are either out of work, stuck in part-time jobs, or in positions that don't provide health insurance and pay low wages, that according to the Wall Street Journal. Older workers who were hit particularly hard by the global financial crisis a decade ago face an average 72% pay cut when they do find employment, often after a lengthy job search. Growing expenses, rising debt, and joblessness have enacted a financial toll. The portion of U.S. bankruptcy filers over the age of 65 grew nearly fivefold between 1991 and 2016, from 2.1% to 12.2%. Despite the grim picture, many older Americans are hitting the pavement. The share of 55 to 64-year-old new entrepreneurs increased from 15% to 26% between 1996 and 2016, according to data from the Kauffman Foundation. In addition, older workers tend to have a better grasp on interpersonal relationship skills and could be the answer to your troubled and shrinking workforce. Markets responded to turmoil in Washington. Multiple reports said that President Donald Trump is discussing how to remove Jerome Powell from his position as chairman of the Federal Reserve. That discussion, as well as the recent market volatility spurred by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's call to leaders of the six U.S. banks over the weekend. Additionally, Defense Secretary James Mattis announced he would step down at the end of February, saying his views do not align with the president's. Then the president accelerated that timeline and announced he would be replaced at the end of the month. Trump resumed his attack on the Fed today, tweeting that the central bank is, quote, the only problem, end quote, with the U.S. economy. He went on to say they don't have a feel for the market. All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 are now negative for December, the fourth quarter, and the full year. The Dow lost 653 points today to end the day at 21,792. The NASDAQ dropped 140 points to cap Christmas Eve at 61,92. And the S&P 500 fell by 65 points to 23,51. Gold gained $14.40 on the back of failing equities to trade at $1,272.50 an ounce. Oil is in free fall again, off by over 6%, or $2.91, ending at $42.68 a barrel. Gas is now, at least in the Des Moines market, below $2 a gallon. The 10-year T-note, that fell to 2.74%. When we come back, Laura Kennard from Drake University and DMBizMixer.com joins us. A little bit about some upcoming business events, but more about her new emerging business called Curated Growth and the plans for what was known as Southridge Mall in Des Moines. That story coming up next here on the Christmas Eve edition of the Business News Hour.